This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Xcel Energy is looking to collect $550 million from customers for extra natural gas costs from a winter storm last year. CPR's Miguel Otarola has the story.
The company says the 2021 event was unprecedented, and recouping costs with higher gas rates is reasonable. The Colorado Office of the Utility Consumer Advocate disagrees. Deputy Director Joseph Pereira says the company did not plan properly for the extreme weather.
It had no plans in place on how to run fuel oil. It had no plans in place related to conservation messaging, that in every instance it was scrambling to adjust.
Pereira says Xcel could have saved customers tens of millions of dollars in gas costs. The case is being heard before the Colorado Public Utilities Commission. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Colorado Springs is looking into codifying fire mitigation and emergency evacuation planning. The proposed ordinance would require reviews of the city's plan for wildfire protection and all hazards evacuation and call for public outreach. It would divide the city into evacuation zones, taking into account topography, neighborhoods, and roads. City Public Safety Attorney Frederick Stein says he's looked nationally at putting evacuation planning into city code.
This is something that Colorado Springs would be doing that almost no other city that I could locate does here in Colorado, or even nationally.
The plan would also put the incident command structure in the code and ensure evacuation terms are consistent among all the emergency entities. Colorado Springs City Council is expected to consider the formal ordinance later this spring. In western Colorado, an avalanche has closed McClure Pass. The Colorado Department of Transportation says Highway 133 is closed between the communities of Redstone and Somerset, with no estimate for reopening. This is CPR News and KRCC.